Welcome to a Prosody Monstrosity podcast. Today is December 4th, 2022. Today, I'm going to be reading from a letter written by a vax supremacist, a recovering vax supremacist. Anonymous. Fear has the capacity to destroy us. Everything I did back then was rooted in fear, as was every genocide in human history. And vax supremacies cannot exist without fear. Fear of others, fear of change. Thus, it's no surprise that vax supremacies and genocide often go hand in hand. As George Orwell wrote, the spiritual sickness of it is by no means restricted to nations and geographic borders. Vax supremacy thinking has led to unspeakable suffering. Looking back at how my twisted mind operated when I was a vax supremacist, I spun every shred of information to suit that same narrative of fear. And vax supremacy was the context necessary to focus fear into an us-them binary. I was incredibly fortunate that the exhaustion of constant spin and fear, along with the loving guidance of my parents and a brave group of friends who refused to capitulate to the hostility of the vax supremacy, eventually led me from the vax supremacy to where I am today, a place in which I embrace diversity and the constant change that creates it. Embracing those truths is critical to reforming the vax supremacy thinking. It is how we unlearn fear and separatism and find not only peace with change, but joy as well. That is how we create a society where all are valued and included. We are all human beings, and we are all in this together. We must look upon our brothers and sisters stricken with maladies like vax supremacy as loved ones who need help rather than monsters who cannot be spoken to. At one time, they were innocent children as beautiful and full of potential as any other. Something went horribly wrong between then and now. As challenging as they can be, compassion and forgiveness are essential weapons in the fight for a society where all children are treasured as they should be. This doesn't mean that force is off the table when it comes to stopping sick people from doing harm. It does mean that if said force isn't soundly rooted in compassion, it can only result in more of the fear and separatism that the vax supremacy requires to function. The most devastating blow that can be dealt to ideologies like the vax supremacy is to demonstrate that the fear they are rooted in is utterly unfounded. And as we ask people whose suffering led them to such toxic ideas to be brave and open to the possibility that their fears are unnecessary, we have to walk the walk by not being afraid of them. Diversity is one of my greatest loves in life. In the 2.5 decades since I left the vax supremacy, I've changed fearful, unhealthy habits into vigorous, uplifting practices. I'm mindful each day that my perception is a lens that focuses reality in the same way my eyeglasses focus vision. I can shape this lens any way that I choose. As human beings, we find what we look for in life. While it is much more difficult to exercise the will required to look for reasons to love, to have faith, to serve, and to wonder, than it is to give up and let fear make our decisions, I choose to put in the work to do so. Knowing what the alternatives look like, bearing witness to the suffering caused when fear and ignorance are unchallenged leaves no other choice. I write this from my heart, broken yet again, this time with deep love and sadness for the vaccine-harmed community worldwide.